You're listening to the audio production of Derailed, Five Lessons Learned from Catastrophic Failures of Leadership by Tim Irwin, Ph.D., published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
To James Daniel Irwin, Sr., 1922-2007, a man of quiet courage. Foreword. In my work as a consultant, I can honestly say I've never discovered a company I thought was just too dumb to succeed. Nor have I yet found a CEO whom I felt could have been great if only he or she was smarter. Now, that may seem hard to believe, but I've come to the conclusion that in this era of nanosecond technology change and ubiquitous information, it is more difficult than ever to achieve and sustain a competitive advantage that is based on knowledge. Or, put another way, it is relatively easy to accumulate the information and intellectual capital that is required to run a business successfully. As important as strategy, technology and finance may be, there are few secrets left to be had. And yet, as a society, we remain obsessed with the intellectual sciences and the impact they have on the success of people and the organizations they lead. Why? Because they are easier to measure and write articles about than less tangible areas that are more deserving of our focus. What are the areas that deserve our focus? Well, when it comes to organizations, it's all about health. Is there a real culture? Is the executive team cohesive? Do employees know what makes the organization unique and what is required for success? Are there basic structures and systems in place to support all this? And when it comes to the people who are responsible for making those organizations healthy, it's all about character. Yes, character. Now, I realize that this word has been overused and misused, and much of its impact has been lost. But that's no reason to abandon it and go back to IQ tests and business school diplomas and resumes as our best predictors of success. Again, those are easier to measure and compare. But give me a leader with humility and integrity who graduated from Chico State University or SUNY at Buffalo or Colorado State University over a brilliant but character-challenged honor student from an Ivy League school any day. The question for those who buy into this, of course, is how to go about defining, assessing, and developing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?